Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jan Kinnison and we're going to talk about, well, pretty things, I think. So good morning to you, Jan.
Good morning.
Jan, you've been heading up the Atlantic Beautification Program for quite a while, and tonight is one of those major events to get Atlantic looking good. So tell us about what's going to happen tonight, May 15th.
Tonight we're going to put down 5,000 flowers. And if we have lots and lots of volunteers, why, that doesn't amount to too many. It seems like a huge job, which it is, but we have so many people come and volunteer, and a lot of them have been here before, so they pretty much know what's coming and what they have to do. We have so much fun. Different groups get together, or you're welcome to join any group if you come by yourself. And we love to have people come that, whether they can help or not, you can sit there and pull the flowers out of the tray in your lawn chair if you wish, and that always helps us.
Yes. So this starts what time, Jan?
It'll start at 4 o'clock. 4 to 7. We're usually done a little before 7. The more volunteers there are, the less time it takes. And then you get to go to the depot, and we are going to put on a spectacular meal. We're going to have spaghetti and homemade garlic bread and
lots of other good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be coleslaw and drinks and everything for everybody. So,
now, Jan, I know that we've been hearing or perhaps seeing that you need to sign up. Contact the chamber. You need to sign up. But here it is today, and somebody's saying, oh, I forgot to sign up, or maybe they just didn't know whether they could come tonight. So is it too late, or can they just show up?
They can just show up. They don't have to sign up down at the depot today. We're meeting in the park at 4, so they can just come up there.
Yeah, and bring your tools if you have them. But I know that Jan also provides, or the Beautification Project also provides, some tools. So if you don't happen to have a spade or whatever, you'll have the appropriate tools.
Yes, we'll have little trowels and brooms to tidy up and a lot of garbage bags, and we have a group of men that come and help cut open the sacks of mulch and so forth. And
that's a really important part of it too. We need to get the plants in the ground, but that mulching is just ultra important for a number of reasons. Helps keep the weeds down, for one thing.
That's true. It helps keep it moist, and it helps keep the weeds down. We have already tilled all the beds, and we have put down preen to stop the weeds, and so it's going to be quite easy to put the plants in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Now, long ago when this was first started, I remember that we had to clean up the beds before we got to do the other, but now you have that under control. How did you get the beds kind of cleaned up before the tilling this year?
Well, thank goodness the school has a work day, and they send out kids all over town to do jobs, and they came down, I think we had about 30 of them, and they went on two sides and went all the way down to the depot, and they bagged up bags and bags and bags of leaves, and they cleaned them up really good and took the weeds out, and so we aren't going to have to do any of that.
So that's the fun. If you like to plant, you're into the fun part because you get to put those plants in the ground. What color are the petunias this year?
This year they're going to be multicolored. They're going to be all different colors. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure they're going to be gorgeous.
Okay, and that'll be a little different look because every year it's kind of follows a theme perhaps or whatever, so that'll be fun to have those different colors. Now, Jan, this is kind of what I think of as the big event, getting all those plants in the ground, but it's beyond that. After you get them all in the ground, somebody's got to take care of them. How does that happen?
Well, we hire a couple of, we have a high school student that's going to help, a couple of them, and then I have an employee that He just kind of switches over to overseeing and water, getting the watering done. And we got the Becky Power donated a pickup, and we have it out getting it repaired right now. So it's going to be all ready to go. And the Downtown Beautification has their own watering tank. We could go down, and the city gives us water. Costs a quarter of about 75 cents to fill the tank. You go down to the water plant. And we do all that. We go get many, many loads of water, come up and water all the flowers, and we weed them. And if need be, this year we're going to be splitting up a lot of the Stella Daole daylilies, and they need thinned out. And so we're going to transplant a lot up on the center island. It needs some attention. It's kind of looking kind of shabby. But I'm sure if you called me at 243-5028 and said I'd like some of those, I bet we're going to have hundreds of them.
Okay, so you can take a little bit of Downtown Atlantic home with you sometime and put them to good use at home. Jan, you've mentioned you have lots of volunteers, and much of the work gets done by volunteers. But there's also some cost to it. You've talked a little bit about the water. You've talked about, somebody who's employed. But you also have to pay for the flowers. Where does this money come from?
Well, I don't know how many of you know anything about the Community Promotions Commission, but that's an awesome bunch, and they get so much of the option tax. I think it's about $50,000 a year out of the option tax for community promotion. And those people give us about $6,000. I think it's a little less now, but all that money is to be used on the downtown, and it's just awesome the things that those people do. And if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't be happening. So the city is very, very involved in this, and they're very cooperative with us and help us with anything. We'll be getting cones from them, and they'll be putting those out so that keep everybody safe.
Okay, and we might say too, Jan, I'm not sure this would be happening if Jan Kinnison didn't head it up. Somebody has to head it up, and you've chosen to do that. What kind of reaction do you get now? You know, people, the workers come, I think they have a good time planting, then they have a good time sitting down eating great homemade spaghetti sauce tonight. What about follow-up? What kind of comments or feedback do you get?
Well, we have people stopping when we're planning and say, what's going on? I can't believe you're doing this, all you people. You know, it's very impressive, and it kind of spread because Griswold looks really nice, and they got their ideas from us. But
do out-of-towners ever come, go somewhere and say, you know, we think this looks really pretty?
Oh, yes. We have people all the time coming in and telling us how good it looks downtown. And people, I've had people tell me they moved here because they were so impressed with the town and how they said people were taking an interest in Atlantic. And so we love that.
You bet. And, you know, sometimes, Jan, you talked about other towns sort of adopting this. I think sometimes, too, when you see a nice-looking Main Street, maybe you go home and say, I could do a little something at home, too. I think that kind of spreads, too.
Oh, it definitely does, and I'm City Clerk of Marnie, and they're decorating their little town, and it's going to look good.
Yes. Now, Jan, I want to go back and just review, because tonight is that kind of major planting time. What time should people report and where?
They should be there by 4 o'clock, and we'll give them a few instructions. Most of the people already know, but up in the park, we like to start up there at the top of the Main Street and then work our way down. And certain ones like to take their own corners, like Janet Capel always goes down by Capel's, and Judy and Stacy always take Tinderbox Corner. But you can go anywhere you want to. And we start at the top, and then we go down to the depot, and then we all eat together down there.
And you can come as an individual if, you know, you just say, hey, I want to get in on this. Or if you have a group, bring your group and have a good time. We want to thank you very much, Jan Kennison, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on the spring planting in downtown Atlantic. Until next time, here's a thought. It doesn't do any good to sit up and take notice if you just keep on sitting.